Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Practice Squad. Follow along at FR Practice Squad or give us a call at 419-516-0702. Producer Jordan Stogler over there.
What's up?
Hi, Dave.
Garmin, look at your phone.
What's up?
Is that important? Are you trying to be at your picks?
I'm looking at the picks.
Yeah, yes.
For later.
Everything's important, David.
It's been a nice week.
And Philly, hi, how are you?
Good.
Titans big win yesterday.
Oh, yeah, huge.
I saw a Snapchat of you celebrating.
Yeah, Leanne making fun of you.
Yes. Yeah, that was good.
It was...
Get in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get in there.
Corey Davis, good job. The Bengals were horrible, and things continued to fall apart. Baker Mayfield didn't play that good.
No. Browns got back down to earth a little bit.
Yeah, it's all right.
Will you admit that Houston's good now?
Yes, was I not?
Yeah, I feel like someone here wasn't.
I probably wasn't.
No, I didn't think they were that good.
Yeah.
I said that earlier in the season, but yeah, they're hot.
It's hard
right
to tell
now.
Because they still haven't played anyone yet.
Yeah, we got, we got Bengals Browns to talk about. We got Titans to talk about. We got our picks. We were 4-0 last week. Our practice squad. That's the second time this year.
We just have to make fun of ourselves more.
Yeah.
Like, we probably thought this was going to be our worst week by far.
Yeah. We thought it was going to be horrible. So we'll go over those picks plus our new picks for what week is it even? It's like week 13.
14
or
now.
14.
We're coming up.
This is crazy. It's going really fast.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And our draft 15.0 tonight is best TV reality shows. So that can be what? Current? Past? Anything?
Anything.
I don't know how far back it goes.
What was the first? Well, we'll talk about reality shows when we get there.
Survivor, I think, is credited.
I was going to say that one, but
I'll Google it over the break.
Like MTV Real World, that was on before. That's kind of reality.
Yep. So we got all that good stuff to talk about, but we're going to take a little bit break, and we'll be right back.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a work.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
It's going to be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot more. There will also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100, and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday nights, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with a winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prizes of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Cover businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Azales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping. Get tickets and details at wowraffle.com and find us on Facebook and Twitter to check out our early bird giveaways. Don't miss out on the biggest party this area has ever seen. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd to 24th, 2019. Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Man, we're back. It's the Practice Squad. At FR Practice Squad on Twitter. 419-516-0702 on the telephone. If you want to give us a ring and talk to us about the Bengals. You guys buy your WOW raffle tickets yet?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I got my one.
I tell you what. That's some nice stuff. That's going to be popping next summer, next August. So all those listeners out there, get your tickets. Because it's going to be some, we're going to want some guns. That's, or maybe an ATV.
That's why I'm going. I need a Tommy gun.
A Tommy gun would be nice. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Bengals played a game, I think.
They were, they were there.
Did they show up?
They did.
They played Denver Broncos. And how many, would you say the stadium was 60% full?
It was the lowest attendance since 2011.
And I think I was at that game because that was correct me if I'm wrong. What was Dalton's first year?
2011.
Okay. I was at the opening game of 2011 and I was in the first row of the upper deck and I turned around and looked. And I looked behind us, and there was no one in our entire section.
A lot of green seats.
All green seats. I still have that picture.
That was the year you guys were like planning on not being good at all.
Yeah.
Because you guys struggled during the preseason.
Yeah. And went 9-7.
Yeah.
Made the playoffs. Lost to Houston. But yeah, they played a game. They got destroyed. They kept it kind of close the first half, really. Joe Mixon had some success running the ball. For some reason, they'd stopped that.
Well, because I tell you, and I've said this every week, Marvin is just that good at coaching.
Yeah. He has a back turn. It was probably Hugh.
I don't understand what, like, does he, like,
he's coaching that D, man.
Marvin says he doesn't have a doghouse, but is there a doghouse? Like, what is, yeah. I don't understand it.
And, like, I don't know. It just seems like everything is so well, like, just so screwed up.
At one point in the game, I think through three quarters, someone asked Joe Goodberry on Twitter, like, I bet that Joe Mixon's averaging more carry than Jeff Driscoll is per attempt.
Yeah.
And he was averaging 6.8 yards a carry, and Driscoll was averaging 6.5 yards an attempt.
So the only positive was the defense made them punt three times in a row.
Yeah, we saw a punter.
And that was unbelievable.
It was neat.
In fact, I yelled out to my wife, who was on the couch, are they punting? And she goes, yeah, I think, because she doesn't really know what a punt is, I don't think. But then I celebrated because it was the opening. They didn't give up a touchdown the first drive.
There's a stat, but I don't know what it is, but of like, I think we've given up a ton of opening drives.
Yeah, I can't remember a game where we didn't give up some points.
It's ridiculous.
And there's some amazing stat, too, about the end of the 2 minutes at the end of the half.
Yeah.
Where they give up at least a field goal or a touchdown every game this year, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And it goes into last season, too. But Jeff Driscoll played. I don't know if they had, like, handcuffs on him or, like.
If you watch a lot of the highlights, they really started off with just, like.
Bubble screen.
Yeah, like, they kind of kept it easy for him.
Because at this point, I was like, why are we. Like, why not just throw him out there and let him throw it? Because who cares? Like, even if we win, our chances are slim. And against the Browns last week, he kind of was in garbage time, so he was throwing it downfield.
Right.
And he made some nice throws. So it was like, why not give him a chance to show what he's got? But instead, they just handcuffed him the whole game. And maybe that's what he was reading. Maybe he's just not that good. But it seemed like they didn't give him a chance.
I feel like they were purposely kind of holding him back a little bit, kind of wanted to see what he was going to do.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, like, the Joe Mixon thing, it baffles me because if you have a young quarterback in here, an inexperienced quarterback, rely on the running game because then it just makes the passing game easier. Like, anyone who pays attention to football at all knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And our head coach, who's been there for like 17 years, can't figure that out.
Yeah. So, Philip Lindsay, the Colorado State or Colorado?
I think he was Boulder.
Okay. So, the Buffaloes?
Yeah.
Okay. He ran all over us. Vontaze Burfict looks so bad. That play where he ran like a 60-yard touchdown, he was backpedaling and then he just falls over.
I don't understand. Like, it's just cut him.
Yeah, just get rid of him.
Like, at this point, they've already put the AJ's season-ending surgery.
Yeah,
like,
he tried to run one route. That's a hard sentence to say. And he just fell down, and now he's on IR. So,
yay.
This season, like, has been a whirlwind of emotions because it started out so fun. And now that I look back, and I was going to make this point today, I was thinking I was going to make this point tonight, but then I didn't want to make it because I knew you were going to get mad at me.
Go ahead.
So I don't think they were a good team ever.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Like ever as in ever.
You're telling me when they started.
Wait, so
when they started hot, you still thought they were going to blow it.
When you picked them. When they started hot.
When you picked them to win the Super Bowl.
I was just stupid. Yeah. I was just stupid.
You thought they were bad.
But like they were 4-1, right?
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of a false 4-1.
I don't know. Yeah, you didn't beat anybody.
Yeah, we beat the Colts on the last, like, they were driving.
Somebody.
They were driving, and we forced a fumble and return for a touchdown in the last, inside a minute. We were down to the Dolphins by 17.
Does that not count?
No, it counts. But I'm saying, like, these are average to bad teams that we were barely beating.
I don't know.
On the last second. Like, the Dolphins, we were down 17, and we pulled that one out somehow. And the Dolphins are horrible. The Falcons are average, and it took 37 points.
I would say all these teams are average. I wouldn't say they're horrible.
True, but the wins we had were last second, not lucky. You're not getting lucky, but they were last second. Like, they could have gone either way against not good teams. And then when we played good teams, we got killed.
Yeah. This, like, the win percentage shows that.
When we played good teams, we got blown off the field. So, I mean, the Bengals could legitimately be like, what, 2-9? They're not. So why are we harping on it? I'll just shut up. But they could be even worse than they are.
I mean, like, Baltimore's like one of the hottest teams in football right now.
Yeah.
And we took them.
That's once. True. And we killed them. So
it was a different team. But also, at the beginning of the year, we were a different team.
Yeah.
Like, we had players. Legitimately, like, just players. Yes.
AJ Green makes the 15th player on IR.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say there's a lot of really good players on that list. So,
like, you don't want to put blame on that, but like Paul Daner, who's been covering the Bengals for a while for a Cincinnati Enquirer, was saying like this is the worst he's seen since he's been there. And like, you remember that Colts playoff game we went to?
Yeah,
that team, he said, is that would be the second.
Yeah, like, they had AJ Hurt and Jermaine Gresham.
Rex Burkhead is playing slot receiver that game, but yeah. I don't know. It's just, but it goes beyond that. It's like at this point, like, they've just snowballed into, like, I don't think they're bad. I think they're an average team that could be good if they play up to their potential, but they're just like snowballing into this horribleness and just allowing it to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I told Jordan before the show, we had 25 penalties.
Yeah.
25.
At what point?
Penalties.
In one game?
In one game, yeah.
I thought that was over two games.
I thought it was this past game.
I thought they had like 13.
They asked Marvin Lewis about the 25 penalties.
I think they said 25 over the past two games. I might be wrong.
Either way.
We'll check the tape.
That's a lot.
I'll ask the two non-Bengals fans, and then I'll ask Armin, is Marvin going to get fired this year finally? Jordan, go.
He won't get fired.
And why hasn't he been fired already?
Well, that's a good question. That's a question.
Like this year?
Like, how do you not get fired already? It's unbelievable.
How did he survive last season?
By the way,
when everyone thought, okay, his contract's done, right?
If they didn't fire him last year, they're not going to fire him this year.
So you don't think they'll fire him?
No.
I do think he's got, and I don't think it's his excuse, but it's what he'll use to Mikey Brown, is that his whole team has been hurt.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just real quick, it is over the past two games. 13 and then 12.
Yeah.
Because the question he was asked, and the reason why I didn't look it up in the press conference today, he was asked about the 25 penalties. I didn't hear the two games part. But, you know, guess what his response is for that many penalties?
We're playing young guys.
Yep. That's what he says. Young guys. And I'm like, you're a coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
See, those coaches are just kind of whittling out. Like, look, Mark McCarthy just got fired. He's maybe not as bad as Marvin, but he's kind of like the same kind of style.
Someone here, I don't know if it was last show or just when we were somewhere, someone was talking about how they were saying the Packers are the Bengals, but with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think I said that.
It's pretty factual, I would say.
Yeah.
Since you brought up Aaron Rodgers and facts, I have an interesting Aaron Rodgers fact.
Drop it.
What's here?
Aaron Rodgers is 0-37.
0-37?
Oh, wait. 0-37 when trailing by more than a point in the fourth quarter against teams with a winning record.
Wow.
So he's never come from behind in the fourth quarter against a team with a winning record?
Yep.
So he is
overrated.
Unclutch.
Do you have that sound?
Overrated.
Clutch. Yeah.
Now, find that like stat for Andy Dalton, please.
I'd still like to have Aaron Rodgers on our team, but
yeah. Right, because
I thought that was interesting. He's never
that's amazing.
It is amazing.
Because I bet Dalton did that this year. No.
I mean, average quarterbacks probably do it a few times.
Just out of luck.
Yeah.
You think you could get that?
You're down by a point.
He's bad.
He's horrible.
I mean, that's the same. Marcus Mariota, I think, came back with two games this year when they're down by two scores.
Well, he did it against
Sunday. The Eagles, and he did it. Well, yeah, he did it on Sunday, but I'm talking about good teams.
Mm.
He did it against the Eagles, and then he did it against. I want to say there's some other team that he did against this year, but I forget. But yeah. But saying about the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
Well, I think the key is when you have Aaron Rodgers, you don't have to deal with coming back.
That's true. That is true. But
so I think it's quite possible the Bengals don't win another game.
So what do you think then? Answer your own question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot to ask that. Yeah, I think he's finally going to get fired.
Like, I don't think that we
what
have
your mind. Like, are you?
I just think
stuff
no.
Like
I just think I think. He finally this year had because the news came out that it's not a 2-year deal. It's a 1-year deal with a second option for next year.
Rap Sheet tweeted that article. I was like, oh, thank God.
And I think it means that.
It's just getting your guys' hopes up.
So like, oh, I was going to bring this up yesterday. Not yesterday, last week. I think some of, and you know, with the whole like Baker calling you fake and like not in it to win or whatever. And a lot of the players felt that way. I think even Hugh knew he wouldn't survive. I think like Hugh ultimately knew he would be back with the Bengals. And I don't know if the players knew that. And if he was like, there's no way I survived the season anyway. And already planned his next step of, I'm just going to go to the Bengals.
I buy that.
Like,
you think that's what he was doing?
I think that's probably why the players never bought into him. Like, that was just a dumb move for us to bring him back. Like,
yeah.
He knew he wasn't. The players probably knew he wasn't going
to
be there.
It didn't make any sense to me.
But that just brought me, you know, so if Marvin's fired, what do you want to happen?
That is the biggest fear is like, and I see a lot of people talking on Twitter, like their fears if Marvin gets fired, it's like the lesser of two evils. Like, which one do you want?
It's like a greater than 50% chance you will then be, right?
Yeah. And then it's the same thing.
Yeah, because I can just see dumb Mike Brown, sitting in his big desk that overlooks Paul Brown, be like, this could all be yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, basically the scene from The Lion King, where Mufasa tells Simba, everything the sun touches is yours. That's basically Hugh.
Not nearly as good.
Well, if they don't
not as noble.
If they don't get people to... The thing that hurts the NFL and the lack of change for them is they get most of their money from TV revenue.
Yeah.
So
the fact that stadium, there's all those green seats, Mike don't care.
Doesn't matter. And there was a study that came out that before a game even begins, before they even sell a ticket, it's already profit.
Yeah.
For NFL teams.
Yeah.
They would have zero attendance. They're still making money.
That's the thing. Like, the only thing that's going to talk to Mike Brown is green.
Yeah. And he doesn't care if half the fans are there because he knows.
AJ? Yes.
He knows if they start winning again, people will start showing up again.
See, like, I'm maybe. I wish I had, like...
They were hesitant this year.
I've been so, like, a defender, like, a pound the table for Marv, and I wish I could go to, like, Mike Brown and be like, even me.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I'm ready to move on.
And I've really wanted him to do... Like, I've wanted him to get that win, so because I didn't feel like he was a bad coach for so long.
Yeah.
It's just he's run his... He's done.
My thing is, like, before we started here, I was talking about, like, the Bobby Knight 30 for 30. And as I'm watching this, like, I just see, like, when it came to, like, the sport, I was like, this reminds me of the Bengals. Like, if we fire Marvin, bring in some, like, the NFL's changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if we fire him and hire Hugh, like, nothing, it's going to be the same thing. Like, bring in someone young and new who's going to move on with, like, the NFL's, like, it's changing.
So who is that?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, who's at the top of your list now that you're looking?
I haven't even thought.
Are there any, like, hot shot young quarterback coaches? Like, that seems to be where it comes from.
And a lot of people are thinking that they're just going to find a Sean McVay under a rock.
Yeah.
And it's not going
to
be that.
Who was the guy last year that I really kind of wanted the Bengals to get? I think it was... the Colts hired him.
Yeah, the Frank Reich.
He was the Eagles quarterback coach.
He was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Well, there's somebody out there that can be a new voice because it's just, they don't even like when they show up, it's like they don't even want to play.
But like this year, there's really no like sure shot, like, oh, we want that guy. Well, and also, like, I don't think there's any.
They're probably going to like hire Mike Malarkey or something.
I don't think there's any Bengals.
Doug Marrone.
that are writing about who the head coach could be.
Jeff Fisher might still out there.
That's what
I laugh so hard at those videos. Big Cat puts out. Do you see that one again?
No, I didn't see.
Every time there's a coaching vacancy, it's like Matthew McConaughey is like, sometimes you got to go back to go forward, and it just shows like Jeff Fisher like standing there like looking at.
I didn't click on it to hear the audio, but I did see like.
So funny. He does it every time there's a coaching opening, and it's really fun.
So I'm gonna bring this up, and also I want to ask Philly and Jordan this because I'm biased, and David's biased the other way.
Fair.
And I know I always bring up Joe Goodberry's tweets, but he always responds to fans and stuff, but he was saying that this is almost, he feels like with the, and I, cause I agree. I think our team has talent. I think mainly it's our offensive line, our linebackers that are killing us, our Achilles heel. But he's like, this feels like Jeff Fisher with the Rams a little bit. Like they're just doing so, they're just making so many stupid moves.
Yeah.
They have young talent.
You have,
talent's there.
You have, an MVP caliber quarterback, and he pretty much ran them to the ground until they got.
Well, yeah, and that's what I mean. I'm not saying if we got a new coach, we would be the Rams like that, but I'm just saying I feel like, I don't know. I feel like there's talent there to that we can be up with the new, like, high flying offense that the NFL's like just avalanching into.
Yeah.
Yep. And you got Grandpa
Marvin.
Just,
let's go.
Time manage the clock. We're gonna.
That sounds like John Voight in Varsity Blues.
That's what he is. Yeah. When he walks out, that's what I think of.
Hear
when I see Marvin clapping on.
Besides the good record, like or the the astounding statue. Like
let's go.
Yeah. So hopefully they make a change because. I mean, you know, if he's back next year, it's gonna be more of the same.
130, 126, and 2.
That's his record?
Yep.
Like, do you guys have any, like, out right off the top of your head, like, who do you want your coach, if they fire him, who do you bring in?
Me.
Like,
because I'm really good at Madden, so I'm sure I can figure out offense. Is that how it works?
I didn't know if you guys were looking into it already.
Run that play. Yeah.
Looking.
Run that little boot play where the tight end delays an out route. And that'll work.
And the other thing, too, I don't think we can ever...
Just run the same three plays that work.
Yeah.
I don't think we can ever move forward without a GM. Because I was telling you, like I watched Carson Palmer Football Life, and when he talks about his time with the Bengals and how he had that sit down with Mike Brown, and basically they were like, Mike Brown kind of like, all right, we'll do all this stuff. We'll get a GM. We'll keep John Kitna. And then next season came along and Mike Brown just rehashed on everything that he promised Palmer. And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
Because you aren't, what's the point of me playing with, because you're so stubborn, you won't make any changes.
Yeah.
I feel like if you are an owner who doesn't have a GM, you're a stubborn idiot because you think you can do it yourself.
I mean, the writing was on the wall back then. When Carson Palmer was willing to retire.
When was that? That was 2009.
2010, yes.
So Mike Brown essentially hasn't really changed since then.
No. He might have given Marvin more power than we realized.
Katie Blackburn and Marvin got more power, but he doesn't, I don't know. I don't know if it's a good trait or a bad trait when you own a team.
I don't think Marvin can do both, though. Like try to manage the team, then coach him. It's the same thing. Or same time.
No, so there's so much to figure out. I don't know what's going to happen. Who do they play next week? Oakland?
Nope.
Chargers. San Diego.
Oh, good. And they are what?
Los Angeles.
14-point dogs?
14.5. Because I was looking through I was looking for the big spreads, and I saw that, and I was like, ooh.
Big spreads.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers.
Yeah, Philip Rivers.
Having 9 kids.
Yep. That's a lot of kids.
That is a lot of babies.
I'm having one here in a couple weeks.
Someone tweeted out that she's been pregnant for... Like, I don't know how many months that is.
Nine kids,
yeah. It's like she's been pregnant consistently for like 80 some months or something like that.
He could have a whole football team with his family.
Almost.
Right? His wife and 9 kids.
Well, not 53. He could have an offense.
They could start their own basketball team.
I give her props for her popping kids out like nothing. I mean, damn.
Wow.
Yeah. they play the Chargers. They'll probably get killed, and then we'll still be complaining on next
Monday. And you know what's frustrating, too? Like, it's like these past couple weeks, like, games have been kind of going their way if they would have won.
Mm.
If I still want them to be in it.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
I mean, they're basically out, aren't they?
Now they are.
Yeah, I mean, technically no, but
I mean, they could win out and then maybe with some help. But
I think I just saw it up there. The graphic was like, there's a 96% chance they don't.
Does anybody want that?
No.
I don't.
No.
Do you want a quarterback?
Dwayne. Give me Dwayne.
Yeah, I'll take a quarterback. I don't know who, but I mean, Dalton, and I'm ready to watch a different team. It's been like watching the same team for 10 years.
That's kind of what I'm saying. And I, even me, have been lulled by this team. This team has broken me.
And it takes a while. I break after one season, you break after nine. But it's been the same. It's like watching reruns of a show that's not that good.
Even if Andy is our starting quarterback next year, I will feel good.
That's an average show.
I'm trying to think.
I'll feel good if we're Becker.
The
Bengals are Becker. The TV show Becker.
I can't believe you pulled that out.
I just think of mediocrity and like average. We're Becker.
How did you think of Becker?
Because it's so weird.
Remember the blind guy?
I just remember like I don't know. Becker was on like when I was a kid, like being sick.
And I remember it.
Being like it's in the background. I care nothing. It's gray.
Poor Ted Danson is like an unhappy doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he ever fall in love with the coffee owner?
Probably got canceled before then. I'm assuming.
And the guy canceled? Would make funny blind jokes from behind the counter.
But does that not feel like the Bengals?
Yeah, that does feel like the Bengals. Yeah.
We're Becker.
Yeah, they're blind.
Is that guy blind or alive?
I don't know. Plays a decent blind guy on TV. Yeah.
I will Google it in the break.
How
hard is it to play blind guy?
You wear sunglasses, and you go and you run into some stuff.
You tap a stick in around, and
yeah.
Al Pacino.
Well, there's your
Scent of a Woman. You guys ever seen that?
There's your random Becker reference. Yeah. What was that? I have seen. Yeah,
Hoo-ah.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
That is a great movie.
Charlie, this man right here.
I don't think he will.
That is a fantastic movie. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to take a little break while we get our thoughts together for the Browns. We're going to let Jordan defend Baker Mayfield and see if he's still a good quarterback. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 200 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height, and the easy servicing and comfortable cab. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery to see the New Holland skid steer and compact track loader. They're designed for hard work and demanding conditions.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want, whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more. They have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the girls will host for sales in their first MAC game of the season. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the JV game and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game. On Friday, the boys will travel to Versailles in their first MAC game. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the JV and varsity games. On Saturday, both the girls and boys will be in action as the girls host the Ottawa Glandorf Titans. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the girls' JV game at noon and will simulcast WPGW's coverage for the varsity game. Then on Saturday evening, the boys will go to Jay County and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast for both the JV and varsity games. Lots of basketball this week. Girls host the defending MAC champions, the Versailles Tigers, on Thursday. Boys travel to Versailles on Friday. Saturday, the girls host another tough team with Ottawa Glandorf coming to the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Then the boys go to Jay County to take on the Patriots in their annual border war. Get to these games if you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
It's the Practice Squad. Follow along on Twitter at FR Practice Squad. Hit that follow button. See all that great content we put out every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever we feel like it.
And call in 419-516-0702. The Browns played, filled in the blank,
the Houston Texans.
Oh, yes.
Did you know that?
I was waiting for you. It was over quickly.
Yeah, they got up two scores pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
First half was not pretty.
They had three turnovers in the first half.
Philly, just wait till the Titans, all right?
Did he? I was asking.
Yeah.
Hey, Browns fans thought the playoffs was happening last week.
And that's totally fine.
I will say, beating the Bengals gave Browns fans way too much confidence.
Yeah, that's what I thought so, but...
No. Don't do that. You're going to invoke some... We're going to get...
Well, yeah. I mean, beating the Bengals...
I don't want to feel the wrath of any Browns fans.
Beating the Bengals is good, but it's beating the Bengals.
They beat you. They, like...
To kill this.
And we're terrible.
We are.
So that's not.
I'm just saying, it's a different animal. Like, the Texans are good.
I mean, that was our first taste of playoffs in 10, 15 years, whatever.
Time. Yeah. That's true. I can't blame.
We got one lick of the Tootsie Pop.
Yeah.
We
tried to bite in way too early.
Just like the favorite, the figure of speech that everyone uses.
But the score, I don't think, I think closer than what the score said, and even, I mean, the final score is 26-13, so it wasn't that out of hand.
Yeah.
But they did get up quick, and their defense pretty much sat on, jumped every route. So we didn't give up a sack, which was good. That was our third game in a row where we didn't give up a sack. And I think pretty much our goal was to get the ball out quick, and they just jumped every route because we tried to hit slants and outs.
Antonio Callaway had a horrendous play, I saw.
After his good play?
The one where they stripped the ball. He had a 40-yard catch.
Yeah. So I think we went in halftime, either 20 or 23 to nothing. Came out, we got the ball, went down, scored. And then that touchdown would have put it 14-23, which
makes
that was
difference.
In the third quarter, yeah. And so he actually had a 75-yard touchdown that drive, and then it got called back as a holding. And then a couple plays later, he had another 60-yard play where he fumbled at the 5 or 1.
There's nothing worse than a 60-yard touchdown, but then you see that little yellow thing pop up, flag, and you're like,
Yeah, especially when it's ticky-tacky and didn't need it.
The Bengals, every single punt, I just expect.
That was six or seven.
Block in the back.
Oh, yeah, they might have half distance to the goal. Just incorporated into the punt.
Every single special
TV. It has me thinking sometimes, how expensive would it be to get another TV and to fix a window?
You mean because you're going to throw something
through it? I'm going to chuck it through the window.
But, I mean, so Baker's first half, not very good. His second half, he threw for over 350 yards. And a score could have been.
Do you think that he woke up feeling dangerous this Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
What is that? I mean, what is that even? Let's break that down. I woke up and I'm gonna do something stupid? Or
it's like a funny.
It's stupid. I get it. But
something Andy Dalton would never say.
Oh, no.
Exactly. I woke up feeling jolly.
No, I mean, that's the thing. The day
the Lord's
that happened, that the dangerous thing happened was the day that Andy Dalton's wife posted that Instagram video of him jingle bell, driving to Cincinnati. This is great.
Yeah.
I'm be dangerous.
And I still remember, I'm sorry to keep changing back to the Bengals.
That's okay.
But you remember those old videos of him trying to pump up the team before and they just...
Old videos? It's still him.
All right, guys, playmakers on three.
We need to be football players today and win the game.
Let's go out there and give it our all.
Make no mistakes. Play good, clean football. Go out there and play the right way. Playmakers on three. 1, 2, 3.
Playmakers.
Yeah.
Do you see Adam Pac-Man Jones just trying to listen to him?
He's not. He's got the monkey hitting the syllables and things
like that. And I don't want to like make fun of, like, I'm going to say this before. Like, I don't want to make fun of anyone who likes listening to like religious music or anything. Yeah. Was it like, what was it? Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
He's in the like corner, like getting ready for the game, and he's just like, God is our savior. Yeah. And I'm like, what? Yeah. How are you doing? How are you getting pumped up like that?
Yeah, man.
Hey, to each his own.
To each his own.
So, Baker, did he wake up feeling dangerous yesterday?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess that's what you have to live with if you say that and you have a bad game. But,
yeah.
Like JJ Watt's like, I guess you didn't wake up feeling dangerous in the first
half. Did he say that?
Get out of here.
Did he say that?
He said,
I guess in the second half, you woke up feeling dangerous. So.
Hey, I'm JJ Watt. Camera, come here. Yeah. Come here, I got something I want to say.
So he didn't even do anything.
Let me lift weights in front and chop wood.
JJ, I'm up at 4 in the morning.
So, Houston's pretty good. Their defense is really good. They only had one touchdown drive. So, they had a touchdown drive, and then they had a pick six. After that, it was all field goals. So, are they
really good?
I don't think they're that.
They're good enough. They should be in the playoffs. Yeah, they'll get me in the playoffs.
Yeah. They're not like, going to go to the Super Bowl.
No.
But they're better than everybody in the AFC South.
What?
That's home improvement.
It is.
So I still like Baker. I think Baker will still be good. And Myles Garrett's good. I think one story this season that hasn't been talked about is kind of Myles Garrett, just because Baker's taking up all the headlines.
Mm-hmm. But how many sacks does he have? Double digits?
11 and a half.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty good.
Is he leading the league?
No.
That's the reason why he ain't going to get
I found out.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. He's not leading the league. So, no.
Well, I found
Aaron Donald
from watching the Bengals game that Chubb apparently has had an incredible rookie season.
He's like 16 and a half sacks as a defensive tackle.
From the middle?
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, I ignored you, Garmin. What'd you say?
No, I was just, because I remember like Chubb got drafted high.
Yeah.
And I kind of forgot about him. And then we played him, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he's good.
He's good. He has like probably 11 sacks, 10
sacks. They're going to combine for more than 20. I think they've already combined for like 17 or 18 already.
Yeah, he's good.
Browns had a good draft.
We did have a good draft. Denzel Ward's so good. He got hurt. So then we had Denzel got a concussion, so he'll probably be out like a week or two. And then Larry Ogunjobi like tore his biceps, so he's probably out all year.
Oh, that's bad.
That sounds horrible.
But Jannard Avery is our linebacker who's pretty good. Baker, I think, will be good. And Jonathan Callaway will be...
service
poor man's like Tyreek Hill.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like Tyreek
Hill. I'll just say like T.Y. Hilton.
Who? He could be like T.Y.
Who's this?
Antonio Callaway.
Which I guess is kind of like...
Like, he's getting the feet under him. He's starting to make big plays. And I think just going into next year...
this year helped him. As long as he doesn't like speed and smoke weed.
Yeah.
He's in college marijuana.
He's on track. I've seen reports that... And I don't know if I believe this, but that the Browns were the team to bet on in terms of getting
Reuben Foster?
No. The other guy.
Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt?
Why?
Because
he's from Cleveland.
John Dorsey drafted him. I don't think they would do that.
What would you think about that?
I wouldn't like it. My morals are too high.
Yeah, would you have a moral conundrum?
Well, I just don't think our team...
When you get two good running backs, I mean, how do you use them?
Yeah, we would have three.
Three.
So I don't think we would do that. Just people are like,
you don't really need them enough. And with the pub that's going to come with him,
I don't think they want that. Yeah. Like there's about 10 minutes there where we thought we had Reuben Foster. I'm glad we didn't do that either. So
he's not worth, I mean, he's not even that good. Is he?
Reuben Foster?
I mean, he's benched?
No.
I think he played like every game.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, he don't have a sack yet in his career, but like his tackles and tackle for losses are like
pretty good.
But I mean, overall, like
back, I think
what Jordan said last week is kind of what happened. Like, remember you were saying that you kind of expect two more kind of like rookie games for Baker?
I thought this would... I don't know if I said two. I think he would. I thought he was going to at least come back down to...
Well, maybe not rookie games, but you said you kind of... I feel like you expected, you said, like a couple
games. He said he expects him to go back down from what he did with the Bengals.
Yeah. Like semi-dangerous.
I think this was our toughest game. Carolina's kind of on the rails. Like they're
falling apart.
They lost like four games.
That spread's basically a pick 'em.
Yeah.
One and a half.
So I think we have a good chance of at least getting two or our next four. So I think probably six games.
What was their win total at the beginning of the season? Five?
Five and a half.
They'll get that.
I hope so.
I think so.
Bengals was at 6. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they get there. Oh, that's only one more.
I really, when I was looking at it, what's left is Chargers, Oakland, Cleveland,
Steelers.
And I was like, Oakland feels the safest.
Yeah, maybe one. I don't know about any other.
It's ridiculous.
At this point, lose out, get a pick. Top 10 pick, baby.
Would you be top 10 right now?
I think if we lose out, we would be.
Feel like you have 5 wins?
Is the lowest record 2 or 3 wins?
Oakland only has 2.
Okay.
Oakland's got 2. I see the Giants up. How many does Giants have?
Giants have 4.
They just won.
Again. They had 3 before.
I see so many mock drafts with them at number 1. And I'm like, I feel like Oakland's worse.
Yeah, they just won.
Yeah, they haven't
updated yet. Tariq Cohen went off, and now I'm out of the cellar almost.
So, like, the thing was, like, if you're talking about, like, picks with the Bengals, like, right away they came out with Andy Dalton's already saying, like, and Marvin's saying, like, they're backing him, like, hard. Like, Marvin Lewis, and don't get me wrong, like, Andy Dalton's been great for us, serviceable. Like, he's put up really good numbers in his career. But he's, like, every team out there is looking for an Andy Dalton. I think what he should have said is every team's looking out there looking for a floor of Andy Dalton.
Like, wouldn't you want to, and we're back on the Bengals, trade to trade him to the Jags for something? You could get probably a first round pick from the Jags.
I wouldn't say first. You can get it. You can probably get a third.
If they can, they should do it tomorrow.
You mean like send Dalton then?
At best, yeah. 2. Think they give us a first for Dalton?
No. Second. If they would, give it up tomorrow.
Third. Oh my God.
I would say third.
Let's say after last year.
Normally those guys, it's like buying a car. They depreciate in value. Year, right? Like he was a third.
I mean, if they trade him after like his season that he was really good, maybe. But
I mean, you mean just to get him through the playoffs?
This year?
Because his playoff record is so stellar.
Third pick.
Well, he's,
but they would have a
better
defense.
Than Blake, how much better Bortles. Is he than
he would have Blake a defense
Bortles. Like not first round pick better. I mean, he's okay. I'd give like a third or at most.
You think
a
he's
second.
Only worth a third.
Well, like what did Khalil Mack get traded for? He got
two first round picks.
So there's one first
two
round.
Two first rounds and they got like a sixth and they just swapped.
What
picks
did like Demaryius Thomas? That's wide receiver.
That's like fourth.
Demaryius Thomas was fourth.
Golden Tate was a third.
Quarterbacks, I mean, like I could like quarterbacks. You're gonna get a little bit more for him, especially if you're looking at a starter.
Yeah.
But I can't. Like, I feel like if anything, the Bengals will walk away from Dalton before they trade him. I feel like
if you're doing this season, I'm saying third round pick.
I would take a third round pick.
Yeah,
just an extra pick.
Just go. But get somebody. The Jags might be stupid enough to go maybe a second. I don't know.
But in all reality,
well, if you go off draft day, the movie, the Jaguars GM is very inexperienced.
Yeah.
And he would.
What did I do here?
Yeah.
Sonny.
Guys, I need something. And he's going to make a horrible move and probably trade.
Yeah, but like the.
Well, we need to figure out how many people go to like Dwayne Haskins' birthday party.
What's,
if we're basing that
what's
off
their,
of scouting.
Who's their like director of football?
Duke Tobin?
No, he was like the Giants head coach a couple years ago.
Oh, Tom Coughlin.
Tom Coughlin. I'm going to say he's smart enough to not probably not.
Yeah, he is. They're waiting to get a real quarterback.
Yeah. I still say if we do anything, we do what the Chiefs did last year. Dalton is fine while you groom a quarterback.
Yeah.
So I'm not in the camp of getting rid of him.
Hang on to him, get your quarterback that you think is going to be the future.
Jordan, you got any more points on the Browns game?
No, I tried to watch. I unfortunately didn't have it again yesterday. So
he had an awesome, awesome soundbite ready.
Yeah.
They had won.
Oh, I did have a good soundbite ready.
Really?
Yeah. I'll save it to next week because I think we'll win next week. So we can move on to Panthers. I think we'll win against the Panthers.
Okay.
That's all I got on it.
Sounds good. Yeah, hopefully Baker rebounds a little bit.
He should.
And hopefully they get back in the win column.
Yeah, you guys want another stat?
Yeah, because I love stats.
Big fan. So Larry Fitzgerald has more career tackles than drops.
Than drops. I saw that too. That's crazy.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
How many tackles does he have? Just picks?
I think he has 37 tackles and he has 24 drops.
From like picks? Like interceptions?
I don't think even when he was a rookie, I doubt Larry Fitzgerald's playing special teams.
Is he going to be one of the most underrated players ever?
Underappreciated.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, underappreciated.
Because he's fantastic.
Everybody knows how good he is.
He's like Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like if he didn't play for Arizona and if they weren't average.
I don't know. I mean, he had a pretty awesome Super Bowl. Like, he made it to the Super Bowl.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's not like he's been.
If it wasn't for the freaking Steelers.
Yeah.
Was that the Santonio Holmes catch?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. That was a crazy game.
All right. Well, we'll take a little break. We're going to come back and talk about the Titans' last second victory, and then we'll get into our perfect week on our parlay. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
All the senior citizens in the area are invited to a senior citizens holiday breakfast at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, December 12th at the High School Commons. There will be limited space, so reservations are required by calling 375-4139, extension 500, before December 10th. Besides the breakfast, the high school band and chorus will be there to provide entertainment, and there will also be tours of the school buildings. So call 375-4139, extension 500, before December 10th, and make your reservations for the Senior Citizens Holiday Breakfast on Wednesday, December 12th.
Show. And we're back. FR Practice Squad on Twitter, or call us 419-516-0702 if you want to comment on whether Baker was feeling dangerous yesterday or not. I'll probably put that on the poll.
Go for it. Everyone will say yes.
Probably. The Browns fans will rally.
I don't think that we're ever going to get a point where Browns fans don't tweet that, like, Sunday morning.
Yep.
We'll live with him forever. You're right.
Philly, fill us in on, because I saw a shirtless Snapchat of you yesterday. Yelling for your Titans.
I
get in the end zone.
I wasn't shirtless because of the game. I was shirtless because I was holding my
I thought maybe you just ripped your shirt off in happiness.
I was holding my daughter, and she is a hot box, and I was just laying there with her watching the game, and I was sweating, like, and I told my wife, like, you gotta take her, and like, I'm done. Yeah. You're lucky I wasn't in my boxers.
I'm happy you weren't.
But yeah,
I'm not.
I'm not either. Kind of bummed out.
But that's the reason why I was shirtless. But yeah, I was pretty engrossed into the game at the end because it was an ugly win for us, but we got it done.
Who'd they play? Sorry.
We played the Jets.
Oh, yeah, the Jets.
Tough opponent.
What happened to Sam Darnold?
Foot.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Foot.
Weird face.
I don't know.
Weird face.
Yeah. Lego face.
But
Lego face. That's good. He does a Lego face.
He is. It is kind of round and square.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Different things.
So, Mariota did well or what?
How much were you guys down? All I saw on Twitter, like, I kept seeing, like, oh, what an unbelievable comeback. And I'm like, I bet Philly's happy.
We were down 16-0 in, like, late second quarters when we scored our first touchdown and put points on the board. So it was really, like, our offense. Like, I'll go back to the last Monday night game against the Texans. Mariota started the game off 19 for 19 in passing. He finished 22 for 23 or whatever for 308 yards, two TDs. So, like, he had a great game Monday night. But the thing is, we still lost by 3 scores, I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand why offensive coordinators, or, like, I don't know if it's Vrabel, I don't know if it's Matt LaFleur, but we had no running game the whole game. But we're still in the late of the game, we're trying to make a comeback. We're within 10 points, or we're within 10 points to, like, you know, so we had the ball to either get a field goal or a touchdown to make it a one score game, try to make a defense stand or whatever, you know. So, like, we were in it, like, late in the third, early fourth or whatever, and we're still trying to run the ball when we obviously can't against our defense. And I just don't understand, like, how NFL, like, offense coordinators, they must have it seared in the brain. Like, we're going to run this football no matter what.
I wish the Bengals would do that.
I was like, we can't. Yeah.
Do you guys
can't run.
Do you guys need a running back?
Like, no. I'm looking at your guys' rushing stats. Derrick Henry was 10 for 40.
Our rushing,
Yard Lewis was 6 for 36.
Our running backs haven't had a 100-yard rushing game this year.
Mariota, like, was way better. 4 for 43.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, our interior, or actually our whole offensive line is garbage. And it's like 2 years ago, they were one of the best lines in the league.
Isn't it crazy how quickly they were in top five.
And I don't think we've made any changes. We might have, but like from our center to our guards are just bad.
Like you've had to go through like a couple boring drafts.
Yeah.
I hate that. And then it pays off because I wish the Bengals would have some boring drafts.
I was looking, like, I felt good about
Wade and Fisher the 1 year. That didn't pan out.
I felt good about, you know, Taylor Wan did great. Then we gave him that big contract and now he's, like, he's average. And we'll go average at best. Then Jack Conklin, his first 2 years looked promising. Then these last two games, he is looked awful. Like, I know that he had J.J. Watt Monday, and I get it, yes, he's tough or whatever, but, like, he was just, like, J.J. Watt was just making a fool of him. And then freaking against the Jets.
J.J. didn't have a sack against us.
Yeah. Then the... Against the Jets, some Jenkins, whatever. I forget his first
Chris
name.
Chris Jenkins?
No.
From the Panthers?
Defensive end. And like
Sheldon Rankins?
He was still struggling against him. So it was like, I don't know. It's just, hopefully, I don't know. We need so much help on our offensive line and
Jordan Jenkins.
Jordan Jenkins, yeah.
Oh.
And our defensive line is, like, bad, too. We can't pressure the quarterback at all. It's, I don't know.
What's your record now? You guys are still in the hunt.
We're 6-6. We're in the hunt.
Better than us.
We are. We're still in the hunt.
Still in the hunt to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
We're still in the hunt. So, yeah, like, Monday night game was bad. Then this game started off horrible. What was it? They got the ball, drove down field, field goal. Got a pick six.
It's like a 56-yarder, too.
They got a pick six from Marcus Mariota, so that brought him up 10. Then our offense just continues to just go in three and out. Then they keep getting field goals, so they're up 16-0. Then finally we actually put a drive together where we actually looked good.
Yeah.
And we went down the field. Then we scored a touchdown with our Anthony Firkser. Our tight end.
I never heard of that guy before in my life.
He's from Harvard. Another Harvard grad.
Nice. So he's smart.
So he scored.
And Fitz, you know each other.
That was his first.
On your Heist team.
That was his first career touchdown. So, you know, yay for him, you know.
I don't think I'll ever live that Heist team down.
So at this point in time, I was like, all right, we're on the board.
Who you play next
still
week?
Half. Jacksonville, Thursday.
Ooh. And you have their number. Or do they have your number?
We have their number.
Colts,
but they have the
Colts number.
They have our number. So we go in half, I think 16-6, because they block our extra point. They had a block punt and a block extra point in this game.
Exciting.
So yeah, our special teams were on point. Yeah. So start the second half, they get the ball first. Then I think they get 3 points. Like they didn't have an offensive touchdown. I think in their last five games they haven't had an offensive touchdown. I think I saw that on Twitter.
Urban Meyer says if you block a punt, you get you have a 90% chance of winning the game.
Yeah. Well, it didn't happen.
You think he's correct on that?
Is that an urban stat or like actual?
He probably said it because that's the stats on it. Like teams who block a punt have a 90% chance to win or win 90% of the time.
I feel like it happens way more in college though.
Probably.
Yeah. Like there's a big block punt, many big games. There's not that many block punts in the NFL, it seems like. Anyway,
so yeah, so they two more field goals in the second half. Then we are kind of like up and down the whole second half. Taylor had 3 catches for 104 yards. One was for 44. The other one was for 55. So like he was a big help for our offense on this, you know, those big plays. But the thing is, our red zone offense was like bad. So like we had so many chances. That game could have been easy, won by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
But
they just didn't get it done.
No, we just field goals. And then finally, last drive of the game, Mariota drove down the field and Corey Davis with the touchdown.
And then I get a Snapchat.
Yep. From my wife.
And then that makes a good Sunday.
Yeah, I did. But it's like, so, like, I'm surprised I'm not on blood pressure medicine because, like, there's like.
See, I think you get more worked up about Buckeyes games than you do about Titans games.
No.
You don't?
You guys watch Buckeyes games with me. I watch Titans games by myself or I'm down at my brother in law's. But so, yeah, we got Jacksonville this Thursday at home.
You guys got Giants, Redskins.
Then we go to New York to play the Giants, and our last two games are at home. So I feel good. The only game that kind of really scares me is the New York Giant game because it's.
That should be a win.
Should be, but it's away. And the only reason why, like, you guys are going to say I'm stupid, but.
You're stupid.
Our home record in the last 17 games is 14-3. So I feel good about playing at home for my last three games.
As you should.
Four. So.
I wonder what the Bengals' record in the jungle is over the last. It's probably not that great.
It's probably very close to 500.
We'll see. Would you rather? It has made an appearance.
Would you rather? Would you rather?
All right.
What do you got, Jordan?
Would you rather?
Oh, yeah.
The only songs you can listen to have to be Nickelback? Or you can only pay for things using nickels?
You know what? I'm going to say Nickelback.
Like, there's the only music you can listen to ever.
Because
no other music.
I don't really listen to that
their
much
whole
music.
Discography.
I don't really listen to that much music.
So when you buy a car.
Nickels.
No matter what it is.
No credit cards, no cash.
Just not when you're using
cash. You can't like write a check out that says.
If you buy a house.
Nickels.
Maybe you can have loans. That's it.
I would go with nickels.
I'm going with loans for everything.
I'm going with Nickelback, like I said, because I don't really listen to that much music.
This is her. Look at this photograph.
Nickelback's so bad.
I'm going paying with nickels.
Yeah, I'm paying with nickels.
If I had to listen to
Nickelback, love music way too much.
My ears would be cut off.
Music's like my thing, man. I love music, man.
You do.
So
I don't care.
You just carry a sack of nickels everywhere you go.
Yeah, like just like I look like
carrying a sack of nickels. It's your Nickelback, man.
Technically, I would be a Nickelback if I carried a sack on.
What's some of the big hits though from Nickelback?
How You Remind Me, Photograph.
Animal, right?
Yeah, Animal. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think they still play Photograph at graduations?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's probably something new.
Because I feel like at least when we were in high school, it was like bittersweet.
Tekashi 6ix9ine probably has that.
Tekashi 6ix9ine has a new
probably graduation
song. I was at
Little Zane.
When was that? Was it Friday night? We were at your house and we were looking up. Like, yeah. Are we becoming old men? Like looking at these rappers now. Like,
they're so stupid.
Look at these rappers.
It's got to be.
Who do they think they are?
It's either got to have little
rock star
because we all wanna be big rock star.
That was a classic weight room jam right there. Yeah. It was on all the time.
Far Away.
Yeah. I believe he's talking about someone being far away from him.
Makes sense.
I saw a tweet. They said Imagine Dragons. Is that they're like the new Nickelback now.
Yeah, I agree with that because they're getting so overplayed and all their music is now like every college football commercial.
It is, but I can actually listen to their music for some reason.
I still think they're better than Nickelback, but I'm going to go with the pay with nickels, Jordan. So that answers that question.
All right.
Pay with nickels.
Listening to Nickelback. Right.
Are you going to play Nickelback over there? What are you doing over there, Jordan?
I'm trying to look for it.
What, listen like the actual music?
Yeah.
So to finish it up, I'll just say Titans are 6-6. You got to win out. Maybe make the wild card.
Let's go Titans.
Doubt it. That's all I want to do.
That was pretty good. We gambled last week, and it paid off.
We made fun of ourselves and
we
crushed it.
Yeah, we were 4-0.
I felt pretty confident about my pick.
Yeah. So we hit the Four Recovery Practice Squad parlay. It's one of the few weeks you should have listened to us. Was last week. Even though we made fun of ourselves. So I'll go over the picks and
You like made fun of us. We made fun of ourselves hard. Like, yeah. You were legitimately like, try to make a team out of this, out of these groups.
Who had Arizona 14.5?
I did.
Defend that again one more time.
One, I love them double digit spreads.
Yeah.
And if you go back and listen to last episode, my whole thing was Mike McCarthy's terrible.
Yeah.
And Green Bay listened.
Yes. Who had the Jets 10.5?
I did.
Philly, defend your pick.
Jets 5.5. Plus 5.5.
See, I got them at plus 10.5.
No,
last week
they weren't 10.5. They were plus 5.5.
Oh, anyway,
I defended my pick because I said this before: Titans play bad against bad teams, and they did. They almost lost.
I had Denver minus 1.5. I just thought they were going to kill the Bengals, and they did.
How many times have you bet against the Bengals?
3 times, and I think I won them all.
Should be every week.
Well, I can't remember which ones they were.
Yeah, I think you lost one.
Did I? At the Saints, I bet against them, and the Saints beat them by 40.
I don't remember that.
I don't think I did against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I can't remember. And Jordan, you had Buffalo.
I had Buffalo plus five and a half at Miami. Buffalo's kind of hot, and they actually could have won the game.
They should have won the game. Was it Charles Clay dropped a wide open touchdown?
Yeah, it was a bad
pass. It was short, yes, but he still hit his hands. He could have caught it.
Just doesn't have an arm.
And what? That was his thing, too.
Yeah. And it was tall. His arm strength is bad.
It is his thing.
Josh Allen is the man.
Well, what did he rush?
I would trade it all straight up for Josh Allen.
What did he rush for, like 135?
He's on pace to break Tom Brady's career rushing record this time next year, which doesn't really make, you know, that's not a cool stat, but someone tweeted that out.
The old Dirty Sanchez is going into the game. Colt McCoy got hurt.
Oh, no.
He's playing for the...
I don't know. I'm not watching the game.
Did you not see Twitter explode when they announced they were picking him up?
They picked him up.
And how many tweets were like, but Kaepernick doesn't play?
He's back.
Is Colt McCoy's injury a concussion?
I have no idea.
Because that's what always got him out.
I'm sure he's just tough.
I just got a text saying that he said so.
Do you guys have your picks for next week?
I'm still looking, but yeah, go.
Jordan, do you?
No.
I do.
Philly, start looking. Garmin, you go.
Okay, I'm gonna take a page out of Jordan's book. And that's I'm taking the Bills. Oh. Josh Allen. Bills against the Jets, and Bills minus 3.5.
Toby says leg injury, so it's not a concussion, Toby.
Bills lost, but they're red hot. Yeah, Bills minus 3.5, Josh Allen.
Bills minus 3.5?
Gunslinging.
You're crazy.
I would take that. Jets are bad.
Josh Allen goes for over 400.
So can I pick the Jets in that way?
Yeah, if you want to. I don't think we've done that before. That would be really neat.
Oh, my God.
We guarantee that we wouldn't win out. Is that your Valley Girl?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a pretty good one. Philly, do you know yet?
No, do you know?
No. We're so prepared.
Great content.
All right. Yeah, I got mine.
Radio.
I'm taking the Chargers.
What?
Minus 14.5. I'm going with Garmin. Taking Garmin's book. Big spread.
Yeah.
I would have taken that game had it not been against the Bengals because I'm a good fan.
Good for you.
Thanks.
I'm going to take...
These are tough.
They're all pretty close.
They are kind of close.
There's only 2 double digits.
I wanted to take Chicago plus 3.5, but
I'll take Cleveland.
They're losing.
Plus 1.5.
Sorry, Jordan.
I just cursed your Browns.
That's okay.
Bad luck, David. Just whoosh.
They are underdogs at home.
Follows them like a storm cloud.
And I think that is that a 90-yard Adrian Peterson touchdown? That's so long.
90 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Explain, David. Why do you think the Browns are going to cover?
I think the Panthers are falling apart, and I think the Browns are going to come off a loss, and I think Baker will feel dangerous. And for that, I think he probably wears 2 bandanas this game.
This also kind of feels like a game that Cam Newton's going to, you know, be the...
That's what I kind of thought, too.
Cam Newton, and then everybody hates, now he'll take it over. But
you know, yeah, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas City.
KC.
I was looking at the Indianapolis-Houston game, too. No, I'll take, actually, you know what? Now I'm going to take the New York Giants plus 1.5 over Mark Sanchez, Washington Redskins.
Yeah, but Adrian Peterson just had a 90-yard run. How are they going to stop that?
Actually, I don't know. I don't want to go.
I got you down for the Giants.
Okay, I'll take Giants.
You're stuck with it. Plus 1.5. So, Bills minus 3.5, Chargers minus 14.5, Cleveland plus 1.5, and the New York Giants.
Football Giants.
The New York Football Giants plus 1.5. So, that is the Fort Recovery practice squad parlay. Probably throw that on the Twitter account so you all can make some money.
And so we can remember.
Yeah, that would help too. Because I get a text from Jordan every Sunday. Hey, what were
picks? Do you remember who we picked?
Yeah. And I have to look back at an old picture I took. So, we're going to draft 15.0 tonight.
Yep.
Want to move to that after the break?
Yep.
And we're going to do best TV reality shows. So be thinking of yours. We'll be thinking of ours because I need to think of mine yet. And we'll be right back.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalppharmacy.com for details or email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mayor Dave Kalp wants to let you know that he will again be continuing the Christmas decorating contest that was started by Mayor Broerman. Prizes will be awarded to the top three homes in the village, and the judging will be done on Friday evening, December 21st. No entry is required, and all residents of the village are eligible to win. Get your Christmas decorations up and listen to Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW on Friday evening, December 21st, for the winners of Mayor Dave Kalp's Christmas decorating contest.
That's funny. And we're back at FR Practice Squad. Follow along on Twitter at FR Practice Squad. We got 6 votes on our Baker Feeling Dangerous video.
What's a
or not video? Is Baker Feeling Dangerous?
And they all said yes.
Split 50-50.
Ooh.
So we don't really know, but we'll see how it ends. Yeah. Draft 15.0. Play that hit that was recorded before I got here.
No, it was David.
Oh, I draft 15.0.
Play that one more time.
Oh, I draft 15.0.
Was that your British accent?
Yeah.
I like it. That was pretty good.
Thanks.
How would your,
what? Is that like Cockney?
Yeah, it's Cockney. Okay. You always gotta go, or, before you say anything.
Boy. Talking about reality shows tonight, they're those TV shows that kind of are real, right? Is that the definition of reality?
You put a camera in a real life situation.
They have to be real.
See what happens. Yeah.
And in order to classify as reality, real. On this list, it has to be 100% real.
Okay. Nothing fake.
Mark Burnett can't be doctoring it?
Nope.
He was the big reality show guy.
You'd be surprised, though, and also how many reality shows have script writers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'd be so surprised.
Oh, my God.
Who wants to lead it off?
I'll go.
I'll go second. Okay, Philly, go.
I guess it makes me nervous.
Yeah, hit that. Pick is in. I'm going with the classic. Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
Cops. Oh, that's a good one.
That was a good one.
This guy over here.
Pretty good.
That was
pretty
a fantastic pick. You just burned the barn down.
That show's like one of the best narrators ever.
Oh, yeah.
It is. I don't know that guy's name, but he's got a great voice.
Yeah. It still, to this day, is a fantastic show to watch. Have you guys watched Live PD?
Yeah.
I see it's on all the time.
Cops is better.
It trends on Friday nights.
Well, I don't know if Cops are still doing live. I mean, it's still on, but I think that Live PD kind of...
Did it take over for it?
I think.
Is it weird that I don't know what Live PD is?
Yeah, it's like Cops, but like it's
Cops around the United States that they have like whatever's happening.
It's basically NFL Red Zone with Cops.
Nice.
It seriously is. Like, they have one guy, the host.
We got a road chase over in San Francisco. We're cutting over there.
Yes.
They don't,
that's what it is.
Got a bank robbery over in New York.
Yeah. They don't have, like, multiple screens. They just cut to another.
They don't quad box.
Yeah. When's the witching hour for live feed?
Midnight. Typically, because nothing good happens after midnight. Like,
1 a.m. is probably the witching hour.
All right. If we're going to the witching hour, 1 p.m. 1 a.m.
We're on four screens here.
Yeah. A lot of gun possession right now. A lot of intoxication. But, yeah, Cops is fantastic. Good pick, Philly. Good pick. My pick's in. You know, the first reality show I ever watched, and it's Survivor. I can't win these drafts.
I'm not gonna judge you because I can honestly say I've never watched probably 15 minutes of Survivor.
My mom still watches Survivor.
I watched the first season.
It's like season 25. Yeah, and I'm like,
I wouldn't even know.
She's like, well, it's still good. So she watches all the time.
Are they able to like come up with new challenges?
Well, I don't know. It's still on.
Now it's like Survivor David versus Goliath.
I saw that.
So but my that favorite, mean? Mark, Pro, or I think it's Mark Probst or whatever, Mark the Probst. Host. The first couple seasons were so funny. Like, so they would do the vote, the tribal council vote, and then they would do their stuff, and like, he'd be
the
like,
well, it's spooky.
Yeah, and then they put their candle out or whatever. But he'd be like, these are the final votes. And then they would act like he got on a jet ski and drove it to
New York. That was usually the finale.
And so he would like take this urn full of votes and be like, well, we'll find out who won pretty soon. And then he'd walk and then he'd hop on a helicopter and then he'd hop on a jet ski and then he'd hop and then it would cut to him live like
3 months later.
Welcome to the,
And like before we were talking about doing stuff that's not scripted.
Yeah. It was awesome.
You would always have like an epic like fishtail in front of the Statue of Liberty and there'd be like a shot of him just standing with his urn.
Yeah. It was so stupid, wasn't it? I always thought that was dumb, before I knew it was dumb.
You know what's amazing, though, is that that guy's had a job for like 25 years.
He's made so much money from that show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, and the Richard Hatch, who won the first year, super weird guy that walked around naked all the time.
Yeah.
It was like it was crazy.
It was weird, though. It was like, there's been so many, and they probably started, 2001 ish. I don't know when.
Maybe before that, like in 90s.
Where like $1 million was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they should like kind of adjust for inflation in terms of like make it like $2 million now.
Like your $1 million prize is garbage.
Yeah.
Pat from Cincinnati just texted me and said this season of Survivor is so good.
What is David versus Goliath? Does that mean they take the worst people to have ever been on Survivor versus the best?
I don't know. Pat, call in and explain to us what Survivor season is about, but. Hey, we'll talk about then. Jordan, your pick.
A lot of good options still out there.
So many.
There's a lot that I like. I'm going to go with ones I think that kind of hit me the hardest. True Life.
Reality
show. Like, I don't think it's on anymore, obviously.
No, but it was awesome.
MTV had a couple True Life series. And some of the top topics were like really fun and
one of the ones that always stick in my head is the OCD one.
Yeah.
That one was crazy. Like the dude has to like flip the light switch on and off like an even number of times.
And he has to like get so many things of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And he does like a
And like
to do that. It's a really weird
if it takes them like an odd number of steps to the counter, they have to like go back and like redo it.
There's like I have Tourette's.
Oh yeah.
And then there's like a plastic surgery one.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude is like obsessed with getting calves. And like, I work on them all the time. I can't get them. And then he has to like...
Like Johnny Drama from Entourage?
Yeah. And he has to work on his calves. I mean, there's just so many.
That was a good one. I forgot about True Life, but that was one of those shows that when it was on, I always watched it.
Yeah.
And even no matter what it was about. I remember there was a bodybuilding one.
Yeah, there was.
Where like, yeah. So what was the...
There's like
I might spoil ones. Somebody's pick, but what was the MTV show where you had to train to be something? And then they would like bring you a trainer to help you try and get that. Like, I want to be a rapper. And then this guy would help you rap. Right? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I'll do some
research. Look that up.
I'm not picking that one. So I don't know.
But that was like a bodybuilder. One kid wanted to be a bodybuilder. And then they always quit halfway through. And then they got to try and bring him back. It was like the same thing every time. Go ahead, Gorm.
Pick us in. Sorry, I'm too researched. Yeah.
It's all right. You got to be able to do more things.
I think I missed a call. Call in again.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
I didn't hear it either. If you called in, call in again. Garmin, your pick.
Well, I like that Jordan did reality shows because the one thing that I always enjoyed doing when David came home from college was we would go just sit and watch Bravo and E. So and watch movies on Sci-Fi Channel. But so I have like an abundance of things that I want to pick. But one of, not going to say my all-time favorite, but the one that I found most fascinating, it was Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just so removed from reality.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's it. Like, I have to pick up Chloe, and we have to get the Benz.
I've never seen a show, like, made and, like, tease a moment where it's just, like, a dirty look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, all season or even all episode, they, like, tease, like, a dirty look that, like, Chloe gave Kim over some, like, Instagram post she made or something. Yeah. And it's just like dramatic.
Their fights so far. Their fights are ridiculous. Like, and I used to get so excited when they were like dating like famous people, like athletes. I'm like, oh, I wonder if Reggie Bush is going to be in this episode.
But yeah.
It'd just be, they'd be real awkward.
Or Lamar Odom.
Yeah. Kanye. I'm like, is Kanye going to be on?
It was made, MTV made, by the way.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Hey, you're on the air with the Practice Squad. What do we have?
Hey, guys, this is Pat from Cincinnati.
Hey, Pat. What's happening?
What's up, Pat?
Hey, so to answer your question on the MTV reality show, that's called Made.
Yeah. We just figured that out. That was a great show, wasn't it?
It's so good. Not as good as one of my other MTV reality shows, The Tool Academy, where they took the worst boyfriend ever and televised it.
Do you remember Next on MTV?
Next was a good one.
Oh, that's what I literally just...
Where they would date on a bus and then they'd kick them off if they didn't like them.
Next.
Yeah.
They'd all come out to like three bullet points. Of
They're really dumb. And at the end, say something stupid about yourself.
At the end, you had a choice to keep the money on the amount of time you spent on the date or go on another date.
It was like $40.
Yeah. And they'd be like,
$40.
$40.
None of those girls were worth $40.
Pat, explain to us what's going on in Survivor now. Because what is it? Like season a million? How are you still watching that?
Yeah, so if you've watched any season of it, it's essentially the same thing, except there's always little nuances to it.
Okay.
Like, there's the guy that knows that he's going to get voted out, so he pours all the rice in the fire.
Oh, so he just sabotages everything.
Yeah, or...
that's what you would have done.
Maybe. But like this week, there was one of the most epic tribal councils I've ever seen. They pulled off a blindside by using a hidden vote that they had because there is clearly a majority and a minority.
Yeah.
And the,
you sound
the
so
guy
old.
That they were blindsiding had an immunity idol, so he used it. But then the guys that were voting him out had an idol nullifier hidden in the urn. He ended up going home. It was the most epic tribal council I've ever seen.
You sound...
And that was also the David tribe that did that. I know we were talking David versus Goliath.
Okay, so that's the name of the tribes?
That pulled that off.
Why are the people on one team taller than the other ones, or what?
Generally, yes. Basically, they picked... like people who were like born like weak, nerdy, like just not very
athletic people,
good at things.
Yeah.
And then they had like really athletic people who like went to Ivy League schools because they're from like the fifth generation of like Yale graduates. They had to go to Yale and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's how they differentiate between David and Goliath. But short versus tall is also kind of how it plays out.
Well,
doesn't sound as cool.
I you've never sounded more like a dad since I've known you, Pat. That's the most adult grown-up thing ever that you watch Survivor. But thanks for filling us in. That's helpful.
Made was 15 seasons, by the way.
Just give it a few weeks. I'm sure this summer you'll be watching Big Brother with me.
Yeah.
Hey, you Big Brother fan?
I'm a Big Brother fan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Big Brother.
That's good. Big Brother's right. A good... Wait, would you choose Survivor or Big Brother?
Big Brother.
Okay.
Easy. I'm still kind of mad about Mueller. Two seasons ago when Paul...
The most, win, the best, you know, probably season.
Outplayed and, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have sued Big Brother if I was Paul. Yeah. He played the greatest game. He wasn't on the block once, and nobody voted for him because they're all petty. If you vote because you're petty, get out of there.
Oh, my God.
And I wish I had some pots and pans to clank around, but Josh ended up beating him.
Yeah, I don't get it. So Christmas won that season. Is that right? Or no, Josh won.
Josh won that.
Yeah, Josh, okay.
Yeah. Completely over my head. But Pat, thanks for calling in, man.
Don't know, don't care.
Yeah, no problem. See ya.
All right, see you, man. Well, now we're all filled in on Survivor.
And Big Brother.
Yeah. Where do we leave off?
So back with Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, like, so like, I don't know. I haven't watched it in, like, probably 7 years.
Yeah.
But, like, I just, like, Lord Disick.
Yeah,
Scott Disick. And I also, like, I think, and I don't...
He might be the only guy I like out of that show.
He's so rational. Like, he was, like, the voice of reason in that show. Like, when they're all being ridiculous.
Like, he just tells them straight up, like, you're being dumb. Like,
yeah.
And
that is a really off-base voice of reason.
And no, but if you've ever watched it, they're like, they act like they have money problems and stuff. Like, I don't know if I can afford this. He's like, go take a picture of your butt or something like that.
Then you'll get money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good pick. That's a very big reality show.
And I also...
Probably, like, the biggest reality show ever.
I low-key think that Kourtney Kardashian could be a sociopath.
Yeah.
Just from watching that show.
Very weird personality.
I don't understand what Kim's doing. Scott might leave me. I'm taking the baby.
She's no emotion behind
it. He has like a 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who's up?
Bill Barr.
No.
Or we go back to back.
Back around. Garmin, yeah. Garmin's
okay. Sweet. So this one, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I don't know how long it's been off the air or if it's even on anymore, but you guys remember Blind Date?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That was a good one.
Blind Date was great because, like, I always liked the little things they threw in, like, Tom's going to fart in 3, 2, 1.
Like a hot tub?
Yeah. It's like, and she's like, did you fart? No. Tom says something awkward in 3, 2, 1.
What was this on? What network was it on?
I don't remember. I just, like, I think it was on, like, it might have been TV, like, or, like, UPN or something like that.
I thought it was MTV, but.
That was a really good show. I forgot about Blind Date.
And
it always come down like, so do you want to go out again?
I think I'd go on a date again. And then the other one's like, no.
The captions are what made that show because they'd put those little captions throughout the date. And
Sean thinks he's getting some.
Yeah, that's a good pick, but
that was a good pick.
No idea.
Really ripping on Tom. I don't know who Tom is.
Jordan,
I'm up.
All right. Might as well take your favorite.
All right, yeah, I'll take Big Brother.
Now, since we haven't talked about it, talk to us about Big Brother.
Like Pat said, 2 seasons ago was historically bad ripoff with Paul, who played a really great game.
What is the game?
Big Brother is probably was birthed from Survivor.
Is it birthed from the 1984?
No.
Okay.
So they all get thrown in a house. So there's... 15 or 16 usually players that get
Big Brother
thrown in a house.
Julie Chen.
Julie Chen.
Les Moonves' wife. who is the CEO of CBS.
So
why she does anything.
Yep. They all get thrown in. There's no teams. They all like play for what's called a head of household, which if you get head of household, it's like you get to then put 2 people on the block. If you're on the block, you get voted out or you get potentially voted out. So then there's like a POV competition where those 2 people and 4 other people can play to either save those 2 people or the 2 people can pull themselves off the block. Regardless, if you're on the block at the end of the week, you can potentially get voted out. That's essentially what it is. So week by week, there's 1 person voted out. And the good thing about it is it's on from like, you know, July to like September-ish.
When there's nothing on?
When there's nothing on, it's 3 times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I might have to watch it this year.
you'll get hooked. So
probably Viz is a big fan.
There's going to be
for like the last 10 years.
You just have to stick with it for like 4 episodes because you're like, this is really stupid and these people are dumb.
Yeah.
Like every other reality show.
How early, like, does it take 4 episodes for you to pick your favorite or is it like the first 5 minutes?
Probably first 2 or 3 episodes.
But you probably know you don't like in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know you don't like.
Does every season have a villain?
And it's like 100 days.
What is the strategy for like this? Like, do you try to get rid of the strong people? Or is this like physically challenging? Or is it just like all mental games?
It's both. It's
checkers competition.
It varies. There'll be some strong people who will win some. And then there'll be like some puzzles or some memory games or something that they'll do. And the nerdy people can win. But avoid the blocks. So Paul came in, just real quick before we move on. Paul came in already. He was on the last season or either 2 seasons ago. So he already came in with a target on his back because usually if a veteran is in the game, so sometimes they'll bring past players in.
Mm-hmm.
You try to get him out. He was the only veteran in the game and he never got put on the block. And he made it to the end. And since he like got some people out, like, they were like, he got me out. So they didn't vote for him out of spite, which just pissed me off. So I would have just been mad. So he, twice, the previous year, he also made it to the final 2, played the best game and didn't win. So he played the best game twice and didn't win once. Anyway, that's my second pick.
Good show,
you should watch it.
So does the term come from
Big Brother? Because if, you know, Big Brother's watching.
Yeah, so like 1984, I said that and you said no.
So. Sorry, there's no time, so everything's filmed, like even in the bathroom, not that they show anything, but there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, I'll start watching when we get USA does Big Brother After Dark. So
Big Brother.
But it's fine.
My pick's in. I'm gonna go with the Celebrity Apprentice because it's the only reality show that has a president on it.
Had a
president on it.
Yeah.
Got a governor.
Yeah, it's true. I had a governor and a president. Used to watch it. The opener's cool. Has a money, money, money song.
You fine.
Good pick, David.
You know, get like business stuff. If you like business, and Donald Trump would fire people. Yeah. Philly.
All right. Pick us in. I'm a big fan of the host of this guy, John Taffert. I'm going with Bar Rescue.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
That's like, on my list.
Philly, like you're having some like deep cut good picks that I didn't think of. I'm proud of you.
Is that Black Mold? If I come back and that's Black Mold, I'm not helping. Shut it down.
I just love how he just loses it so quick, but it's awesome.
Yeah. And he knows like ridiculous stats.
Yeah.
You consume 25% less alcohol after your second drink. Yeah. Once you've had one plate of food, then you only have 15% more alcohol. Okay. How do I make money off of that? I don't understand what you just said, but he knows that. So, John Taffer. All right. My pick's in.
Philly has a thing.
Philly goes in. Sorry.
God.
Keep your momentum going.
My pick is in.
Yeah, I played it.
Oh, my God. I'm going with Hell's Kitchen, Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay's fantastic.
I love how how he just tears them a new one. Like when they mess up with something simple.
If you could
simple on a dish, and he just freaking lets them have.
If murder was legal, Hell's Kitchen would be the show to watch because
he calls a fillet a fillet.
Yeah.
Yep. And that always confuses me. Check out this fillet of beef.
Where's the bacon?
We're making a braised short rib with fillet of beef. And I'm just always like, it's fillet. But no, not to Gordon, because Gordon does more than me. And I believe that. My fix him.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
We missed the hard network out.
Gotcha.
We had to do some ads.
Yep.
I mean, we got to pay for all this somehow. So, you know, we had to do that.
Support local business.
Yeah, support local. Shop local. That was like, what, 2 weekends ago? Neil, when was Small Business Saturday?
Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah, but continue to support local. So, so I have a pick for this draft that we are still doing. Got it.
Unless Jordan puts us in another command.
Unless we got to do more ads. I'm going to go with Flavor of Love on VH1. Yeah, horrible show, but I watched every episode. And Flavor Flav.
Religiously.
Ex-rapper, I guess, wore a giant clock and courted people for love.
The girls he brought in there were this
New York.
Classic.
Yeah, New York.
New York. She got her own show,
I think. Some of those shows on VH1 were so bad.
They were all bad.
Like when we were in college.
And they're just limping into the end.
The one with Brett Michaels, Rock of Love.
Yeah. Tequila.
Wow. See, that one was like really cool because it was bisexual. You had guys and girls competing for her love.
Yep. Progressive.
Because it was so all about love.
No. Jordan, good.
My pick, I don't know if this is classified as a reality show, but it's all of David Blaine's specials. He has a special.
I'd say that's like street stuff.
Yeah. I always watch those.
Yeah.
And I think now they're on Netflix even. So if you have missed them, you should watch them because they're amazing. And David Blaine, greater than Chris Angel.
Mind freak.
David Blaine has no emotion while he's doing it. It's just...
Do you like this crazy thing?
That's my
David Blaine.
That's right.
Is your mind blown right now? He's like, here's 800 cards.
Yeah.
Pulls your card. Oh, it was in this orange. How crazy was that? Here's the alligators in your purse, Katy Perry.
Yeah. So, David Blaine specials.
Good pick.
Do I have back-to-back picks?
Garmin.
Garmin does. Yeah,
you get almost back-to-back picks. Okay. This one was definitely like a guilty pleasure. Like, I'd be like, I'm not going to watch this. But then, like, all summer, I would watch it. And it was the Jersey Shore. Because I'm like, these people are animals.
Like the reunion or?
No, like when it first, like the very first
season.
The
first season. My wife
loved it. It's one of those things where like, you can't believe this is happening.
She can't watch it around me because I just make fun of it the whole time and she gets mad at me.
Like my thing was like, why even make, like they used to have like, every once in a while, like I don't know why reality shows have to do this where some of them have to work. For no reason. Like, they had to work at, like, a souvenir shop. I'm like, why do that? Like, I don't need that part.
Shop or whatever,
Because, like, it just adds, like, a little teeny tiny bit of drama where, like, the situation I had to cover
I just love the nicknames. The situation. You have DJ Pauly D. Then you have...
The situation, I believe, is in jail now.
Yeah, tax fraud.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in jail. Or is he just, like...
I think he like I think was, he was, he's I think, legit like I think he's going
I think
to jail.
He had to he has to serve like I'm probably he's not getting the full sentence but I think he has to serve some time.
Pauly D and Vinny were always my favorites because they were like seemed like fun like
and then they all made money off club appearances for like 10 years after
that.
Like when we were in Vegas, like before keeping up with the Kardashians, like remember when Bronny tweeted us that Scott Disick was going to be at one of the clubs?
Yep.
Could you imagine if that was your job?
Yeah.
Like you're just famous. Like pay me $50,000 to show up
at the club
hours,
and drink. Yeah.
And then you can advertise that I'm here.
Absolutely.
That's my dream job.
Do you have back to backs?
Yeah.
Get it.
My pick is in. This is another one. Like, I don't know if this is a reality show, but I told you guys that I've been watching a bunch of these videos on YouTube. but To Catch a Predator.
Oh, yeah. That's a reality show.
Yes, yeah. It is. That's reality.
That is like the most reality, because they like the reality was they went to jail.
It's like, I just, oh my, I can't stop watching those videos of like, it's amazing. Like, these guys know they're going to go to jail.
Just take a seat.
And they're on run. Yeah, and Chris Hansen, they take, oh, I'm going to need you to take a seat. And they're like, oh, God. And then they end up like, sitting there.
What do you think her plans were tonight?
Yeah. I was just going to talk to her and tell her not to talk to these guys. And then Chris Hansen's like, well, I have all the photos and all the evidence.
I deleted that.
Oh, I didn't mean to send that. Am I going to go to jail?
Yep. Yeah, and then cops come and arrest. They did that in Greenville, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Too close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, the internet, man.
Jordan.
Good segue.
Yeah. All right, so my last pick is only my pick because it's the only one I can think of, and I don't know why, but it's What Would Ryan Lochte Do?
Oh, my God.
I think it was only on one season. I wish it was on. If it was on more than one, it would be probably.
Could you imagine like losing a reality show because you're so stupid?
I know. I think it was just like 2 years above its time, before its time. If it was on now, it would be the biggest reality show on TV.
Yeah. I never even saw it.
It was the worst show of all time. But if you watch it, you'll laugh because this guy has no brain.
What was it on? That sounds like a VH1 too.
It was E.
E. Yeah.
So my thing like that is he went to Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
How?
How did he go to college?
How?
He swam.
Because he was a good swimmer.
They had a tutor,
I guess. Yeah. Or someone that did it for him.
But he has no brains.
You can say that about a lot of basketball players and
how they get through school.
Yeah. Yeah, but he had probably had to go all 4 years. Like it's swimming. It's not more than done.
I don't know. My pick's in. Bear Grylls and Man vs. Wild.
I hate crevasses. I hate crevasses.
And he has like,
I'm so bummed I didn't.
There's so many good ones.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it's still on Netflix. If it is, I'm gonna check it out tonight. See if it's on.
Such a great show.
I'll make my pick. Then I can name a couple more.
Look at this giant grub. It's full of protein, and it just bites into his.
Yeah. It was like, can you believe? And then they found out he was like staying in a hotel at night.
No, like one time.
Well, but still, people got mad. Then there was an offshoot where the guy would film himself. What was that called?
Survivor Man.
Survivor Man.
Yeah.
But I
have a whole crew follow you.
Oh, hey,
Bear Grylls was like legitimately like James Bond.
Then he decided to have a reality show. Have you seen the new one? Like, is it Bear Grylls that brings like celebrities along with him?
Yeah.
There was one with Will Ferrell. I think that was really funny.
There was one with Shaq. I'm surprised Shaq.
Was like James Bond. Like he was an MI6 agent, and then he's like, oh, I'm gonna have a reality show. Right, bugs. And I hate crevasses.
He's awesome. I hate crevasses.
My last pick. This is a classic. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, nice.
I freaking love it. They go. Every episode is great. I forget.
His wife's name. I don't know.
I have to Google it.
But once they catch the guy on the ride there, they're talking to him. He's trying to talk sense into him. He's like, "You just got to get your life together." He's like, "You want a cigarette?" And they're like, "Yeah, I'll take a smoke or whatever." Yeah. So we're smoking a cigarette.
Her name's Beth.
Yeah, Beth.
Beth, get here, Beth. He's running.
Awesome. That's my last pick. I'm surprised you didn't pick like River Monsters.
Oh,
well, you guys didn't pick Property Brothers, did you?
Oh.
I'm David. Was it David Wade or what's?
I'm Jeremy Wade.
Jeremy Wade.
Pat from Cincinnati texted me and said, "FYI, per Situations Instagram, he's not in jail right now." Paulie D is a famous DJ that performs every night. So
he's in Vegas. At least
they're doing all right. They're doing all right.
Oh man,
what's Jay Wild doing? I wonder.
They're all like, they all have news every once in a while.
Being a mom.
Like suing somebody or having a kid.
Never
like breaking up with their husband.
Yeah, I'm not leaving my 15
minutes of fame. Shark Tank was another one I wanted to
say. Yeah, Shark Tank's a good one. Wow, there's so many reality shows. I tell you what, why don't you follow us on Twitter at FR Practice Squad and let us know yours if we forgot one that you think is better.
For us saying that,
At the beginning of this that we had no idea. Yeah. We never watched reality TV.
Yeah, we watched
I think I watched like eight hours of Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars.
Another one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
The Old Man was great.
Yeah. No longer. I watched so much Pawn Stars.
That's all we watched at your house.
Yeah.
It was one of those shows that took over.
Do you think that rifle's really from the Civil War?
That took over a channel. It would be on from like 7 to 12.
I know a guy. Let him come in. We'll look at it. We'll see. I got a buddy that's in the automobile leather restoration business. Oh, y'all, is this actually Declaration of Independence? I have a paper expert.
Chumley yet?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So that's good. Jordan, do we have overrated? Well, I guess we have Would You Rathers.
I'm really upset I didn't pick River Monsters. Oh, that bothers me.
I just thought of it right after.
What you got, Jordan?
Would you rather... Okay, so at Christmas parties,
would you rather
have to push over every Christmas tree you see at a Christmas party?
Yes.
Or you have to give your actual and honest thoughts when every present is opened. Not even yours, other people's presents. So you either walk into the Christmas party and immediately push over the tree, or you just have to give your unwanted feedback.
Either way, everybody's going to hate you.
Like, yeah. Oh, that gift sucks.
Yeah.
I would never want this for anybody.
Yeah. Nice gift, Grandma.
Yeah.
What are you going to use that for?
Hold this shirt I'm never going to wear.
Thanks for the wine and blanket there, Aunt Carol.
It's a good name for an aunt. Yeah. What's the most generic aunt name? Carol's probably up there.
Carol.
Good question, David. Yeah, I'll probably push over the Christmas tree.
Just make a beeline straight for it. Oh, hey, David, how's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it over right away.
I would probably do that. What about you guys?
Like, either way, whichever one you pick, it's the last Christmas party you're going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to say give the present.
Like, everyone knows the present.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Yeah. I'm going to be the one that sits in the corner, just like with your arms crossed. Yeah, you actually like those socks? Those socks are dumb.
If you have, like, a bottle of booze in your hand,
your grandma.
You might get the benefit of that. Like, oh, Garmin's drunk again.
Yeah. She's
going to get drunk. But if you push over the Christmas tree immediately.
Don't invite David. He pushes over Christmas trees.
Because, like, I don't know about you guys, but some of the people, like, I know my family, like, if I were to knock over a Christmas tree, people would lose it because you could tell they spent hours putting that Christmas tree up. So I'm going to be a jerk.
Me just making some snobby comments about their gifts. I think they'd just be like, yeah, whatever.
That's every year.
Yeah, I don't know why I picked the Christmas tree now, but I'll stick with it.
Stick with your guns.
Got to.
It could be your thing.
Yeah. David's going to
ask David.
Like, eventually, like, it drives people crazy, and then one year, people, like, everyone's waiting for it. Oh, he did it!
Or they anchor it down.
Yeah.
So I go to hit it, and it doesn't move.
You go in with such confidence, you shove it.
Yeah.
Stomp in there.
And they rig it up so it like electrocutes you. Shocks you. Classic.
You got anything else over there?
Yeah. You want to go to break or you want to come back?
Let's go to a quick break. And then what do you got after break? Tease it. Tease the producer.
I have so many good overrated underrateds.
Yeah, that's a tease.
Perfect.
We'll be right back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. Looking for great food fast?
Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the girls will host Versailles in their first MAC game of the season. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the JV game and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game. On Friday, the boys will travel to Versailles in their first MAC game. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the JV and varsity games. On Saturday, both the girls and boys will be in action as the girls host the Ottawa-Glandorf Titans. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the girls' JV game at noon and will simulcast WPGW's coverage for the varsity game. Then on Saturday evening, the boys will go to Jay County and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast for both the JV and varsity games. Lots of basketball this week. Girls host the defending MAC champions, the Versailles Tigers, on Thursday. Boys travel to Versailles on Friday. Saturday, the girls host another tough team with Ottawa-Glandorf coming to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Then the boys go to Jay County to take on the Patriots in their annual border war. Get to these games if you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
FR practice squad on Twitter, where Nate Runkamp says Dirty Jobs was left out of our reality show.
Mike Rowe?
Yeah. What do you guys think of that? Good pick?
Yeah.
I can relate. I have a dirty job.
Mike Rowe is.
I just thought I could have been on that TV show.
It was fun. It was a funny show to watch because, like, he would crack jokes the whole time.
Yeah. Good pick, Nate. Appreciate it. Follow along on Twitter at FR practice squad or give us a call. If you want to talk about reality shows like Pat, 419-516-0702. Jordan, hit us with the overrated, underrated.
All right.
Or properly rated. This is a
overrated or underrated TVs at gas station pumps.
Overrated.
Super overrated. I hate it.
Yeah. Overrated. Completely unnecessary. And typically just shows like the dumb CNN like yep. headlines or like stupid entertainment headlines. And normally I just don't pay attention.
They need to catch you like with a good movie that you haven't seen for a while, then you end up just watching it for the whole time.
Well, okay, I've never seen it where it's not like a gas station TV network where they just say
the weather
top and, news.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's never like Die Hard
so,
or something.
Like when
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then people would like be stuck at the gas pumps. Like,
you know, let me finish this scene. Yeah,
yeah. I love this part.
Like, when I have to drive down to, I go to Troy to Mondays and Thursday mornings, and I fill up at Speedway in Troy. They have all these TVs.
Yeah,
so that's like two times a week,
mm-hmm.
and they never update like their big stories. Like for about 2 months now, I'm not kidding. You can look it up. It's like the most Alaskan story ever. A wedding couple and there's a moose in the background. And I'm like, for a month, every time I can hear it behind I just want to break it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I guess
that was
my only thing would be
if they did play Die Hard.
No, well, if even if they don't.
Is that Hans Gruber?
What were you doing before TVs? Like, what do
watching we the numbers?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, trying to get exactly
it's
20.
It's kind of underrated because at least it's, like, something.
No, it's not.
You don't need it.
I need my, that's when
it's
I'm
over
like,
consumption. It's over. It's really a microcosm of
before
society.
Before the TV, it was, come inside and get 10% off your milk. Mute.
Pretty soon, it'll be, like, Facebook and it'll just be, like, all ads.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it is.
It's pretty much what it is. All right.
Overrated as heck.
Overrated as heck. All right. Overrated or underrated? Ryan Seacrest.
You know, I don't like him, but I'm going underrated.
I'm
going
to go underrated too because that guy's made a ton of money.
Yeah, I'll say underrated as well.
I don't know how many DJs make $55 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of corny or whatever, but he's very good at what he does.
He's
on live. He's on live all the time. Being like we're on live now, and like can't imagine being live on American Idol, like yeah. when everybody's watching and not screwing up. And then he like thought of the Kardashians and made so much money off of
them. Yeah, like their billion-dollar empire is because he handed it to them.
Yeah.
He saw the opportunity to make a lot of money with them.
So, say what you want. He's kind of lame, personally, but because, you know, I'm tight with him. But I'm going to go.
Jerk.
He's a smart business guy. Yeah.
So, underrated. Ryan Seacrest.
Underrated.
That was a good one. How'd you think of that one?
I think
you're just brilliant.
People, yep. Overrated or underrated? Slippers.
For me personally, way overrated. For my wife, underrated.
I'm going.
She wears them all the time. It's like I just hear plop plop plop, plop around the house.
I'm thinking of like comfortable winter slippers.
Yeah,
right? That's what I'm going right. Underrated because like wintertime, it's nice to.
Yeah, I don't judge you.
I don't know.
I just prefer. Yeah, I don't know. I just never have worn them. I just always like warm socks.
I would say overrated. I do know people. They seem practical to me, and I would wear them if I had a good pair. I just never have received one.
I'm gonna get you some for Christmas this year.
All right, I might wear them.
Okay. Like I want the unpractical ones. Like the favorite pair of slippers I ever had was when I was in junior high. I had these huge, like tiger feet slippers that were like insanely soft.
Yeah. And probably oversized.
Yeah, like ridiculous. Like they make it look like your feet are like 10 times bigger than
clown.
Yeah.
Shoot.
And I would wear them all. Like I literally wore right through those slippers. But like my dad is like one of those guys who always wears slippers, like the ones with the hard bottoms.
Yeah.
And but I mean, it's because he likes to, in the summertime, he likes to sit on the back patio.
That's right.
Drink his coffee.
I wear them.
His socks wet.
I wear them in the wintertime, sole purposely, just in case if you do got to go outside. You just
see, but I just go, I always
change clothes or shoes. You just
like I always have my flip flops for that. Like today's one of the first days ever since we've been doing the show where I haven't worn my flip flops.
So what would you say?
I'm gonna say overrated because who cares? Our slippers are dumb. Like if your feet are cold, just wear socks. And if your feet socks are even, socks then wear then get the bigger right socks.
No. All right, we're going to do slippers.
Overrated
or underrated card tricks?
Good ones?
These are good ones tonight. Yeah. I'm going to go...
You're on fire, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to go underrated because I still always do go, how do you do that?
Yeah, I was literally going to say the same thing.
I was about ready to make fun of it,
but every time I see a card trick, I'm like, wow.
How's that happen?
And they continue to come up with like different ones.
Yeah. Like when I was making fun of David Blaine before, like his celebrity special, yeah. It's like Harrison Ford. Go grab that orange over there. Oh my God, that's my car. It's in the orange.
Harrison Ford's like, get out.
Where's my family?
Yeah.
They're the same point.
Yeah. Person. I'm always surprised by him too.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
They're underrated.
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 Card tricks.
Underrated.
Overrated or underrated? Jimmy Butler.
Punk.
Underrated.
Ooh.
And probably like annoyingly, but probably one of the highest effort players. And I'm way off base, probably. I have no idea, but it seems like he plays really hard in the NBA where some people don't look like they're playing that hard.
I'm going to say... He was, but now he is properly rated.
Okay. Yeah, because he got paid?
Well, he
or
like...
got traded and now he's going to get
paid? I think he was a later round pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember in college.
I don't know if he was expected to do a whole lot and he kind of just blew up on the scene.
It's like one of the first years that Xavier had played in the Big East and he was at Marquette.
Yeah, and... Yeah, I'm going to say he's properly rated now because he is... His dollar amount is probably what his value is.
I'm going with Garmin.
30th pick.
Probably. Yeah. When he's with the Bulls, he's underrated.
Yeah, he's properly rated.
Jimmy Butler.
Properly rated.
All right, overrated or underrated? Vending machines?
Not on my radar.
I have a pop machine at the mink farm that's like 80 years old.
Does it still work?
Yeah, and it has the coldest pop. In fact, I believe it has like it's like 30 degrees, but it doesn't freeze. It's just like it's
I don't use it very much anymore, but like
Do you remember that pop? You've had pop out of that machine.
I've helped you stock that. And it's like, I don't know what, but something about like a borderline, almost freezing can of Mountain Dew.
M-Dog.
Is like the most delicious thing ever.
Nate will help me work on the weekend sometime. Like, you want a cold M-Dog? He's like, yeah, I want a cold M-Dog. And we have Mountain Dews that are freezing cold. And they're really
I was going to say overrated.
But I'm going under.
I'm underrated.
And he opened me up to calling Mountain Dew M-Dog.
M-Dogs.
And actually, you know what? I'm doubling down because I'm really bummed out that they don't have the Faygo machines over
there. And there's a drink called Mad Dog, right?
Yeah, it's an alcoholic drink. Yeah.
It's that wine.
Yeah. Mad Dog 2020?
Yeah.
Not very good.
Like, I wish I could just walk over there and put a quarter in the machine and get a...
Those cheap.
Get a Faygo with your with the Juggalos.
Yeah.
From, what you saying, Club Boss?
That's a good one.
Yeah. They drink Faygo. It was like their thing. Like,
is that pop even
their
around
red
anymore?
Flavor, I think, was even actually just called Red Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds good. Overrated or underrated permanent markers?
Overrated because they're permanent.
Yeah. Ooh, I think they're underrated.
But like, if you get it on your hand, it's so horrible.
I use it all the time. I'm going underrated.
But they write so nice.
What do you need? Oh, you mean like a sort of Sharpie? Yeah. Sharpie's permanent, right?
Yeah.
I like Sharpies, actually. Yeah.
Underrated.
I'm going to go underrated. I'm changing my mind. I love Sharpies. Sharpies are fantastic.
I'm going to stick. I'm just going to be. Yeah, I'm going to say overrated because I don't care.
Plus a great.
You don't care about permanent markers, dude?
Plus, I don't use them enough. And like David said before, like you got to like scrub really hard.
I love it. Like a Sharpie. It's a great name for a pen. Sure. Yep. It's fantastic marketing. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You don't scrub that hard.
Oh, boy.
The permanent marker comes off a lot easier now than it did back in the day.
Mm. All right.
Those old ones that you used to like open the cap, you could smell it from a block away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how people didn't die
from
those.
A fresh Sharpie.
It's unbelievable when you open those. It's like, oh.
All right. Overrated or underrated? Cursive writing.
Overrated.
I'm going to go with underrated just because it's a classic thing now. Like, if you see someone like, actually write a letter in cursive, you're like, ooh, wow.
Fancy. It's not even classic. It's dead.
You can like date.
Like, I don't think they don't teach it anymore.
Yeah. They do.
Do they teach it in school anymore?
Yeah.
I didn't think they taught cursive anymore.
I didn't either. If I had to write in cursive, I couldn't.
I couldn't either.
I like,
I'm not
writing.
I could not write my name in cursive.
Yeah,
that's it.
I would have to think really hard if I was
can't even do that anymore.
Okay, that's all I got.
Oh, nice. Yep. Well, those are really good ones.
Thanks.
I'll say it started off strong.
Yeah. Well, I think they're all
the last couple. I just kind of
You're just looking at the desk. Sharpie.
So,
how do you guys feel about clicky pencils?
Football. We primarily talk about football on this show, but not really tonight. Our teams did so bad.
Mine didn't.
Yeah, Phillies didn't. So we hope you bared with us tonight. But we had a lot of fun talking about Sharpies. Yeah. That's the practice squad for this week. Follow us along at FR Practice Squad during the week. Sometimes we put some good stuff on there.
Always end strong.
Yeah. And for David Schmidt, Jordan Stogler, Craig Garman, Troy Metzger, you guys have a great week. We'll see you here next Monday.